on the way from one. Janet is here and Fitz is back tomorrow, just in case you're wondering where he is. He will be back here tomorrow. My next guest in today, then, this is something that you might have thought about doing at some point in your life and thought, you know what, I've just never got the time. I've written notes, I've written diaries down as years have gone by, but actually putting them all together and putting them in a form of a journal. Well, my next guest, Alice Thomas, is here with me. This is exactly what she has done. Morning to you, Alice. Thanks for being here.
Hello, thank you for inviting me.
Now, this is your journal, and you call it the Journal Writer's Companion.
Well, this is a guide for anybody that wants to write a journal. So it gives you the basics of where to start. So if you would like to start journaling and not quite sure where to start, there's tons and tons of tips.
What if you've got to that stage where you've never... Because there are some people, I know, yeah. Certainly in my family, I've got an auntie, she diarises everything. She's got diaries going back years and years and years. Which is, but if perhaps you've never done it before, perhaps you've... In your head, you've got it, and if you sat down and thought about it, you could, you know, start reminiscing and coming up with some good stories that you've been through and write about it. But where do you start? Because that feels like a big starting block.
Yeah, because I kind of learned about this because I went through some of my old diaries and journals, and when I went through them, they were completely awful. It was so embarrassing.
And good to admit.
And so I thought that there's got to be a better way of doing it than this.
Okay, so not sporadically like picking up lots of diaries then and thinking where do... So how do you start categorising life?
So the approach that I call journal writing for success, it's a particular approach to a modern kind of take on journal writing. So it's not writing about your life, it's not writing about your problems, not writing about any bad stuff. Yeah, so it's really focusing on what you want to do to be able to uplift yourself, get yourself organised, yeah, be more productive, more creative. And so we deliberately focus on writing about positive things.
I see, that's where I'm slightly confused then. So this is...
a lot of people are.
So a journal isn't necessarily times gone by.
It's not necessarily about just, you know, what I had for breakfast and what Auntie Ethel said.
Okay.
And how bad that made me feel.
Okay, so maybe not... So leave those sorts of things out.
Yes.
But more about... Like now, where are you going to go? Where's your next step in life?
Yeah, and so it's particularly at the moment, people are frightened, scared, worried, anxious, understandably. But we don't function well when we feel like that. So you can use journaling to help you feel more resilient, calmer, happier, more robust, and gradually nudge yourself away from feeling fearful and into feeling more creative and to express yourself.
And how do we start this? What do we sit down with a cup of tea?
So, yes.
Television off.
Yeah.
I say radio off, but keep the on in the background. And just a bit of peace of mind.
Keep radio dabbing on.
Yeah, absolutely. Keeping us up to date. And sit there with a pen, blank bit of paper. And what do we write first? What do we start with?
So it's like, well, how do I feel now? What would I like to feel? How would I like to feel a little bit better? What are some positive things about myself that I would like to increase and enhance? What could I do to help myself feel calmer and happier? What are some little things I could do? What are some things I can celebrate about my life right now? Because there's been lots of research on the benefits of gratitude journaling, because it's a very easy thing to research. You give some people some journals, ask them to follow some gratitude prompts, and then show how their mood has changed. So it actually works to write about stuff that uplifts you.
And things that we take for granted.
Yeah, so especially. It's like, just talk about your pet. Just write about what you love about your pet or your house or your children. Rather than taking it for granted, just explore what's good about this. How can I take myself a little bit further into the creativity that I've always wanted to express? You know, that bit of freedom to take time for myself now that I may not have had before, just to really enjoy being with myself. So it's like being mindful but with a pen. So it's being present and focusing your attention on what's really important. Because how many times do we actually have that opportunity to really focus on what matters to us?
Not at all. And as you say, the timing is normally the issue, isn't it? And as you say, just sitting there, giving yourself that time to do it and flowing, free flowing, really.
Absolutely. So the whole intention, you're absolutely right there, is it's about getting you to get into flow. So that state of flow where you feel uplifted and excited, yeah, is really good for you.
Okay.
And you can do it with nothing more than a bit of paper or a little journal and a pen. You don't need any fancy equipment. You don't need anything. Yeah.
Just paper and pen.
Yeah, and it's free.
Exactly, and hopefully we've all got that already at home somewhere.
Hopefully.
Or use recycled bits of paper, write anywhere, write on things, and come up, as you say, positive ideas, positive ways that you want to see yourself in perhaps, because other people say that with journals, isn't it? Is see what in 6 months, a year, two yeah. weeks, whatever you want to challenge yourself to, where do you see yourself in that time?
It's a really good time to reset ourselves right now. It's just like a reset time, because life is not going to be the same after coronavirus, is it? Yeah, all our lives are going to be changed. So take the opportunity to dive deeper into what you would really like to change, because a lot of the way we're living doesn't really suit us.
And going forward, I mean, how's your journal, the actual book, because it's been released since September, how's it been received out and about? What's people's reactions?
Local courses, which I'm now putting online, obviously, but people have absolutely loved it. I mean, because they find this approach so friendly, and so it's really fun, and it's friendly, and it gives people the opportunity for self-expression and to also deal with their issues. You know, instead of going to a therapist, you can actually work things through just with a few guidelines. You need a little bit of education around that, but
we could all do a bit of that, I think. Some, self-preservation and just thinking about ourselves for a while.
Yeah, and how do I really want to be? What kind of person do I actually want to be, as opposed to what's actually been happening on the ground?
Mm.
Maybe I haven't felt completely that I am expressing myself the way I want to.
And your courses that you mentioned, as you said, going forward, this was planned for a course. You've got one in April starting,
yes.
Which you just said then you're now rethinking the online courses.
Yeah, they're going to be all online, yeah.
And how can people take part in that? How can they get involved if they'd like to find out more about it?
They can go on my website or Facebook page and they can find out the information. So the thing with online course, we're doing interactive courses, so you still have the interaction. We all get together and enjoy each other's company. And share. You don't reveal any of your private journaling. Yeah, that's always private. That's really important that you don't share it to anyone, because it's your work in progress. But the opportunity to share that process of engagement and share the exercises with other people is so enjoyable. And we can still do that online.
Brilliantly. Thank goodness that we can. So as we're just hearing from Alice there, if you'd like to find out more about it, head online to Facebook. It's online as well. And it's Journal Writers for Success. Alice Thomas' book is called The Journal Writer's Companion. Again, I'm guessing at the moment you can get it online as well, which is quite handy.
You can get that on Amazon easily enough.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And you can hopefully start to maybe getting some points and tips and focus and help to write your own journal. And who knows? You say not to share it, but some people might do by the end of it. They might sit and read it and think, this is bad.
Well, by the end of it, I mean, actually this book, it actually came about from a journal that I wrote, which was about how to help some of my students to journal for their coursework, because a lot of students have to journal for courses, but they don't really know how to. And so I was thinking, well, how do I teach them how to do that? So I wrote it, and I thought it was just going to be like a short ebook, and then it just turned into a full-length book.
Free-flowed.
And then I just happened to mention it to a publisher, and they said, yeah, we want that,
Well, well done. Congratulations. I won't ask about the next book as yet, because that's always the thing, isn't it? So you've got your first book. When's the next one coming out?
Well, that's my second, so I've got more planned, yeah.
More in the pipeline, again, taking time out to write your own journal as well.
It came from journaling in the first place. It came about journaling about a problem I had, but how do I teach people to do a certain thing, yeah? And so I explored it in my own journal, because in your journal, you're free to explore any kind of ridiculous idea.
Good.
And it's private. And if you think about it, everybody who's ever created anything, whether we're talking about the inventor of Tupperware or the inventor of the light bulb or Einstein himself or anybody, they've had a private journal. And that's where they have their ideas. And some of the ideas are completely weird. But you don't know at the time which ones are good and which ones are not. You just don't know.
So
but
write
you've got
it all down.
The freedom to explore that and then go back over it. And then you may have a book in there, or you may not. But
It's worth having a try.
Yeah, because often you can then take some of that, take the good bits of it, and then make that the bones of a book.
Well, hopefully we've certainly encouraged people, given them some inspiration this morning, this afternoon, yeah, to get out and start writing their own journals. Thank you, Alice, for coming in. Alice Thomas there. The Journal Writer's Companion is the book, if that perhaps will start you off to write your own journal. Thank you. BBC Radio Devon.
Make a difference. Helping you through the coronavirus pandemic.